This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Rita Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. SipJoy is a cafe-focused mobile app platform that connects local independent cafes to coffee drinkers and cafe goers with one flat price coffee pass that allows cross-cafe coffee redemption. They've actually recently won second place in the ASB 101K Startup Track. I'm here with Vincent Sin, founder and CEO of the SipJoy app, together with Evelyn So, one of the teammates, to unravel their coffee journey. So good morning. Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, good morning, Freda. Thanks for having us.
You know, I just introduced you roughly about what you do, but I think it's better you tell me what you do.
Okay, yeah. Morning, everyone. So my name is Vincent. So we are a mobile app platform that we connect local independent cafe to the coffee drinkers and cafe goers.
Okay. When did you guys think of this?
Yes. Actually, this idea was originated from one of our regular customers. So just a little bit background for myself. So before I started this startup, right, I'm a cafe owner running two coffee outlets in KL City Center back then in 2017. So, we serve the office crowd there. So one day, it's one of the regular customers. Then he just came and said, "Hey, can I just pay in advance for my 10 cups of coffee? So next time when I come, I just redeem and just deduct from there." And from that point, right, we just pick up this idea and we think if this customer need this kind of service, if this works well for him, then we are thinking that there could be many more other people who would like to prepay their coffee in advance to get some discount. And then, yeah, that's how we started to do a market validation. So within the first 2 months, we managed to sell 100 cups of coffee prepaid plans. And this is very encouraging to us, the result. So then we're thinking, if this prepaid things could give us the cash flow, and we believe that it could also benefit other cafe as well. And that's how SipJoy come about.
Okay. So the app was developed in 2017 itself? No.
I know. The app was developed in 2019. No, 2019, we began to market validations, and then asking feedback for customer. So it's it took us 1 year to figure out everything. So 2020 January, then we roll out the apps to the markets. So
it's the official.
Yeah, and that is available now to download from App Store and Google Play Store.
Right. So you launched it in January 2020, and then March all the cafes were closed. How?
Right. Exactly. You know, thank God. You know, because our main product here is really to get a prepaid. You know, we sell in prepaid form. So meaning that customer, they will buy their coffee in advance, and we should give the cafe owner the cash flow. So thank God. You know, we launched on January, you know, March 2020, three months before the pandemic, right? So we managed to accumulate a cash flow to allow us to sustain throughout this COVID things pandemic. So we are so blessed to launch this thing in the right timing.
Okay, so it's just coffee at the moment.
It's just coffee at the moment, that's right.
All right, so now that was 2020. It's a multi-cafe coffee pass. How many cafes are involved at the moment?
Right now, we have 30 cafes in our platform, and then we have 1,500 users, and then we have 300 of paying users, which gives us annual sales of 100,000. Yeah.
Wow. Okay, so you can buy 4 cups of coffee for 52 ringgit, right? And then they could use this pass across all your partnering work coffee shops.
What happened is we have two kind of pass. One is a single pass where the customer will buy a single pass, they can only redeem at the particular cafe. But if they buy the multi-pass, so they can use it across all the cafes. So yeah, the single pass will allow the cafe owners to set their own pricing, set their own cups. For example, right, you can set 10 cups for 80 ringgit or even 20 cups for 70 ringgit. So it's up to you to customize your coffee plans. So this is the single pass. And for multi-pass, then we will standardize the pricing for coffee. Also, the single pass is to target those coffee drinkers, regular coffee drinkers. And for the multi-pass, is target those the cafe hoppers. You know, they love to hop around things and try new coffee, a new coffee joint, discover new cafes.
Take photos for Instagram, that kind of thing. So now during the R&D process, right, what do you find more popular? from your 1,500 subscribers?
Right. So because we're rolling this multi-pass tool, so you know, during the process. So because one thing, we are in a platform game. So on one side we have the cafe owners. On the other side we have the user. When we approach the cafe, right? So a lot of time, you know, they will ask us how many users in your platform. Oh no, it seems like very less. Then they might not willing to onboard to us. So then we switch to this single pass first. So right now we just want to focus on merchant. So we give them the cash flow, giving them the fishing nets to let them catch the fish. Then only after we achieve our targets, which is we plan to onboard 100 merchants this year and achieve 3,500 paying users. So once we achieve this target, then we will move on to the phase two multi-cafe coffee pass. And this is where the big reveal deal is.
Right. Okay. And it's so interesting, right? It used to be one of those loyalty cards, buy 9 and get the 10th free, but now you're getting the money in advance.
Exactly. So what we noticed as a cafe owner myself, my experience, the buy 10 free one cups, right, the kind of loyalty stamp, is really, I would say, not so effective compared to the prepaid. Because let's say, right, you have your fan base, your regular. If they're willing to pay you upfront, means that they trust in you, you see. And that's really the best loyalty, you know. This shows that they're really loyal to you. So they're being fun.
And then, you know, they'll come back because they already paid.
Exactly, Frida. You are right. Yeah. So they already paid the money, right? So in another way, that you actually lock your customer, you see. So you are not afraid that whether they come or not, you see.
And the investment isn't very big. Right. And do you still run the cafe?
Yeah, we're still running now.
Okay. I want to ask you, right? How does it work? The multi-pass, you know, because people have different types. Like, I want my iced latte, like I want Americano. You know, how does that work with the pricing?
For multi-pass, though we are not focused on this yet, but, you know, what we do is we standardize. You know, they only can redeem, like, the classic black and white. White means, like, latte, cappuccino, flat white. So once you buy the multi-pass, you can walk in to any cafe to redeem those are classic coffee. The good thing is, for user, you don't have to, like, worry about the pricing anymore. You know? You don't have to worry about how much they are selling. Just like Netflix, you see, you subscribe to one plan and you get to enjoy 1,000 over 1,000 movie in the platform. And imagine this is Netflix but for coffee.
Right. And also from your experience running a cafe, it's usually the black coffee, the latte, the cappuccino, which is the most popular anyway, right? Are you planning to introduce for tea drinkers? Or we don't have huge tea drinkers?
Right, sure. You see, our 5 years plan, right, we divided into 3 phases. So in the phase one, so we focus on merchants, you know, where we get to a merchant on board. Once we achieve our target, then we'll move on to the phase two, which is the multi-cafe coffee pass. And after we achieve that, right, then we'll move on to phase three, the mass market. We have other beverages like tea or even beer, you see.
Right. So you sip joy. It can be anything.
Or even juice. Sip juice.
Whatever gives you joy. We'll talk about how you make money in just a moment. I'm here with Vincent Sin, founder and CEO of Sip Joy app, together with Evelyn Saw. You're listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Be firmly motivated. BFM 89.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, you're listening to Open for Business. I'm here with Vincent Sin, founder and CEO of the Sip Joy app, together with his teammate, Evelyn Saw. And Sip Joy is a cafe-focused mobile app platform that connects local independent cafes to coffee drinkers and cafe-goers with one flat-price coffee pass that allows cross-cafe coffee redemption. And they recently won second place in the ASB 101K startup track. Okay, how do you make money from this?
So we just take 6 to 10% for every successful transaction fees based on the when they purchase the plans. Yeah. And then this is the B2B2C. On another stream is that we will take a small advertising fees for those who want to advertise, and also for the marketing, the space there. Our rate is completely free to onboard our platform.
And so far, it's very much Klang Valley for now.
Right, just Klang Valley at the moment. So we have been running this, you know, just a 3-man strong us. We haven't done any marketing yet. You know, it's like zero marketing from us. So yeah, just Klang Valley at the moment.
So when you say zero marketing, how did coffee shops hear about you?
Coffee community is here. It's a very small community, coffee industry. So we know each other. So we just know from introduction, hey, I have this app thing, you know, you might want to try it out. So just through the word of mouth, you see, at the moment, we haven't really spent money on any heavy marketing. marketing because yeah, just friends introduced that kind of thing.
Are you guys profitable, I guess, at this point?
Profitable, I would say not yet. Yeah.
There was a lot in developing the app.
Yeah, because we didn't really like hire, you know, if let's say we want to hire someone, then a lot of costs will incur there, you know, also to enhance the mobile app thing. So we're just running in a very lean, I would say very lean models right now, yeah, just to keep us sustained. And then also we are now looking for raising fund to expand, give us the expansion for the more onboard more merchants user to the platform.
So we're developing the app, y'all obviously outsourced it.
We do have a tech partner. So I get to know him since 2019 or so. I should share with him, you know, we are a new startup. Then he also buy into our ideas, and he also coffee drinkers, and he like this. He see what we see. You know, we share the same vision. Then we just like a partner together to work this thing out. I would say it's not outsourcing, but it's more like a close deal. You see.
So Evelyn, you're involved in the business. How?
The creative and marketing Joy. So I'm the one that's handling one of his main social media account, Find That Coffee. So I prepared for future. I prepared all the marketing corridors, like for the merchant Sandy, the UI and UX experience, and all the app interface. Yeah, right.
Okay, so the other thing, I guess, as well for the cafe owners, they also have to market this, right? When people come in, do they know how to market it? Like, oh, have you download SipJoy if you buy so much, and then you can go to different cafes? Are they good at doing that? I think...
Right, Spreda. That's definitely a challenge, you see. Because what we notice is, among all the dirty cafes right now, so some owner, they are in the shop themselves. So this is then, they will automatically promote to their, the regular, but the owner is there, you know. But for those cafes that, where the owner is not there, right, so it's really rely on their staff to do that job. So sometimes, what happens is we notice sometimes the message is not passed down, from the the owner to the staff then.
So how do you plan to overcome this? Maybe get a little card. Do you have a little card that you place?
Yes, we prepared Sandy for the merchant so that it will do all the talking for the help the merchant to do all the...
Okay, so simple things like that you guys have done. Okay, do you have an idea of your customers in terms or demographic, like age and that sort of thing?
So what we notice is those who buy the single pass, they are really the coffee drinkers, you see. So they were in a week, they will drink like 2 to 3 times. And these are the people that are willing to spend. I mean, they are our target audience. And then on the other hand, those people that just like just want to try it out, and they're not sure, so probably they will not buy the plan. People who are drink coffee, that would be our target markets.
Right, okay. What made you guys decide to participate in the competition?
To let more people know about SipJoy, first thing.
Yeah, so just because we have been like running this quiet in a very quiet scene, you see. So we're trying to like get us to expose to a startup scene and expose to the public, you know, to get some awareness, just to publish ourselves out there in the markets. So this is one of the reasons we joined ASB 101K, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, I know you all also go on some program as well, right? What have you learned in that program?
Yeah, so this ASB 101K, they provide us some boot camps and so the mentorship. One thing I like about this mentorship program, right, they will assign one mentor to like so-called like coach you throughout the process. So we are so grateful that we have one of the founder. He himself is a founder, also a investor for a HR, like a job street kind of thing, HR portal startup. So he guided us throughout the whole, from the pitching deck, and then from the business model, and then what the investor they were looking for. Yeah.
Okay. So what are investors looking for?
It actually better prepare us for our upcoming fundraising pitching. So we are more clear and we understand ourselves better.
Okay. How will you be raising funds?
Not the pitching.
For pitching. Okay, so you'll be looking for angel investors, that sort of thing. And then when you had your mentor and your coach, right? The business model, what were some of the things that you were like, oh, okay, maybe we'll need to change this or relook?
Yeah, one of the questions that they throw by the givers to judges, right, is that how can you, because they are all, the VC kind of people, they are quite of there's a huge appetite for them. So they are how can you like onboard thousands of merchants in the span of 6 months? So this really cracked our head, you see. So we are, it's something we need to work on that, creative way to also, how to onboard them in 6 months and then in a very least amount of effort in terms of money wise and so effort wise. So cost effective, that's the worst.
Because you can do it with a lot of money.
Yes, if you have a huge of funding, right, then you can just easily, you know, to give discount to the user, all these things. But what the mentor he advised, we want to go for the burn rate kind of path rather than go for a very cost effective kind of path. So
with that, your plans for the next 6 months is what?
Yeah, to onboard 100 merchants and to achieve 3,500 paying users for this year, 2022.
For this year, so watch this space, and for coffee drinkers where you see the potential here, do get in touch with them. Thanks for speaking to me, Vincent Sin and Evelyn Saw from SipJoy. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.